This month, we're doing a series called Great Expectations. It looks at how we can triumph over even the worst of circumstances and setbacks. There are people who help other folks surmount their challenges. Some of them are philanthropists who donate money and start programs that change people's lives. A bit later, we'll hear from a woman who runs the 21st Century Foundation, dedicated to funding African-American initiatives. But first, we go to the story of how one of the top black businessmen in America has left a legacy of change. The late African-American entrepreneur Reginald F. Lewis created a billion-dollar business empire and wrote a book called Why Should White Guys Have All the Fun? He died from cancer in 1993, but he has dedicated, through his foundation, $1 million of his fortune to education and civil rights. Beverly Cooper is vice president of his foundation. Ms. Cooper, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So, although your title says vice president, you run the foundation.
Yes.
You also knew Mr. Lewis very well through a personal connection.
Yes.
Tell me about your relationship and how he overcame obstacles to become so successful.
Well, I'm his aunt. We grew up together. I'm the youngest of 10 children, so, you know, I was about his age when we were growing up together. And Reginald's always a determined person. From, I would say, 5 years old up, he always felt that, you know, he could achieve anything he wanted to do. He was always encouraged to do his best, and he did that. And when he was when he became an attorney, he always said he wanted to be a lawyer. When he became an attorney, and he was working for other people, he decided, why shouldn't I, you know, get out here and do some of the deals myself? And that's when he went into becoming an entrepreneur.
He amassed a large net worth as well as creating a large company.
Mm-hmm.
So how have you carried on his legacy through the foundation?
Well, his main concerns as far as the foundation is concerned were education and children's programs. And he felt that every child should have the opportunity to experience everything the world has to offer, even if it wasn't hands-on. He could be told about it, he could be shown it, he could read about it, but somehow he wanted children to know all of the things the world had to offer, because that way they knew they would have an idea of the heights they could ascend to. And education, he felt, was very, very important. Without education, you know, you really can't do the things that you should do or want to do.
Now, one of his gifts was to Harvard Law School, $3 million, the largest grant from an individual in the history of the law facility. But some people have criticized that. There's a book called Race and Reparations, A Black Perspective for the 21st Century, that says because the Harvard Law School was fighting with its senior-ranking black professor, Derrick Bell, for protesting on diversity, then the money actually cut against the issues that Mr. Lewis cared about. How do you feel about that?
Well, I would disagree with that, because one of the reasons he gave that money was because he wanted to set up this program where Harvard Law School would teach African-American and other minority lawyers how to teach in law school. And that program has been in existence since 1992. And so that's 15 years, and there have been 15 fellows in that program who have gone all across the country now who are teaching in law schools, major law schools across this country. One of the things Reginald said when he was at Harvard Law School were there were not enough professors who looked like him. And therefore, some of the money that was given to Harvard was for that purpose.
Let's turn to another initiative of yours, the Reginald F. Lewis Museum of Maryland African American History and Culture. Now, that's in my hometown of Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
How much did it cost to build, and how did the foundation add to the funding?
Well, the cost $31 million to build. It was all of the money was given by the state. So all of us who live in Maryland helped pay for that museum. The foundation didn't pay 1 cent to help build the museum. The $5 million grant that we made to the museum is in an endowment, and the interest from the money from that money is used for educational programs. So, again, you see the education, the children's theme of our foundation.
If you walk through that museum, what kind of things would you see students doing?
Well, you would see students learning things that they probably would never have learned otherwise. There's one exhibit of a woman who, if you saw her, you wouldn't believe this tiny little woman who practically broke the color barrier in nursing school at the University of Maryland. And you'll hear about the things she had to go through, the obstacles she faced to get that degree and to have that nurse's cap on her head. And you'll see the container that a man carried his manumission papers in, and you can see his fingers where he held it so long that his fingerprints are in that container. So those are the kinds of things that students who go to the museum will see.
Well, Ms. Cooper, thank you so much for telling your story.
Thank you for having me.
Beverly Cooper is vice president of the Reginald F. Lewis Foundation. She's based in Baltimore, Maryland.